Is it today's or tomorrow's text, number four? Today's, thank you. Number four of chapter five, entitled Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. Please repeat. Yat. Chapter 5, text 4. Yat Sankhye Papyate Sthanam. Yat. Sankhya Yoga Pitak Bala. Sankhya Yoga Pitak Bala. Sankhya Yoga Pitak Bala. Sankhya Yoga Pitak Bala. Pravadanti na pandita. You find the text? Give yours to him. Oh, which page is it in that book? Which page? Paul, say it. Page number. Thank you. Nine. Page. 249. No. Good. So, the Sanskrit of text 4. Sankhya Yoga Pritak Bala. Yonek, do you have it? What? Which page? Oh, you have another book, you have the white book. 229. But I said chapter 5, text 4, but we will teach you how to find that quickly. Like we were learning this at school for the Bible. Good. So please chant full force. Sankhya Yoga Pritak Bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ekam apyastita samyak. Yeah, so api astita becomes apyastita. This is sandhi. Sanskrit is so beautiful, so poetic. So it's in rhyme, in meter. So you can if you combine words like this, that it ends on a vowel, and you choose another word starting with a vowel, so you can drop a syllable. The api astita becomes apyastita. So that's really wonderful for poetry. So please repeat. Ekam apyastita samyak. Yes. And it's actually ekam apyastita samyak. Ubayor vindate palam. Right. Sankhya yoga pitak bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubayor vindate phalam. One more time. Sankhya yoga upitak bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubhayor vindate phalam. Sankhya yoga pitak bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubayo vindate phalam. Sankhya yoga pitak bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubayo vindate phalam. Sankhya yoga pitak bala. Tapadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubhayor vindate phalam. Sankhya yoga pitag bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Ubhayor vindate phalam. Sankhya yoga pitag bala. Pravadanti na pandita. Ekam apyastita samyak. Upayo vindate phalam. Vindate. So, yeah. You know the words? Go vinda. So, same word. Vindate means to enjoy. So, let's always take one or two Sanskrit words with us from the class because we spent some time. So, and then next time you will easily remember even. So, a whole verse because you know all the vocabulary. So, let's read the translation. That's what we're doing here. It's a very conscious thing. Somebody said in the Bhakta class, become conscious, then Krishna conscious. So, we're learning Sanskrit here, okay? Sankhya. Please repeat. Sankhya. Analytical study of the material world. Yoga. Work in devotional service. Pitak. Different. Balaha. The less intelligent. Pravadanti. Say. The root of the word here is vat and vak, vacha, uvacha. Like stitya pragasaka, bash, or vadanti tatatavita. What was it? Is Lana Sochanti Pandita that first? How does it start again? There's the, you know where, Mark? Nanasochan, the 2:11. Asochan, avasochasan. Pragya vadams chabasase. So trace the same radical elsewhere in the Gita. Vadams chabasase. So also vadane, right? Where in which song is this? Vadane. Oh yeah, like in the Radha Madhav Nam Bolore. Vadane Harinam Bolore. Just fill your lips. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like, how to say, he's like pleading with us. Just vadane harinam bolore. Bhaktivinoda Thakur so mercifully is pleading to us. Please just fill your lips with the name of Radha Madhav. Ekbar nam rase bolore. Just one time. Try it out. Ekbar namara say, just try that juice. You drank sugarcane juice, did you? No? It's very nice, but they don't sell it here. Fresh sugarcane juice. So like Harinam also has rasa, so juice. So and he was saying, vadane harinam bolore vada. Vada, here is this radical. It means also mouth and speaking. And vak is a word. So he was asking, just fill your mouth with, come on, Prabhus, sisters, Mataji, please let us chant the holy name. So, to explain this word, vadane. So, he's pleading with us. Try it out. Taste that juice. And here, the meaning is, say, na, never, pandita, the learned, ekam in one. So you can count ekam. Eka. Tomorrow is Eka Adashi. Ekadashi, the 11th day. Tomorrow, fasting from grain and leguminosis. No beans, no doubt, but Krishna, feast on Krishna. So api even asthitaha, being situated. So this sthita, you have met it many times in the Bhagavad Gita, if you have read the Sanskrit, sthita, sthita pragya, sthita, situated, sthita pragya se ka bhasha, sthita dhir muni, yes, sthita dhi, what does that mean? Dhi, param dhi mai, intelligence, fixed intelligence, dhi. So, sthita, dhi, a sage of steady intelligence, muni, sage, sthita dhir muni. Sthita means fixed. And here, asthita, situated, fixed, being situated. Samyak, please, that's very good. Complete. Ubayo, of both. So, of course, those who speak Russian, ubha, obya, very similar. So, the Slavic languages are still more similar to the Sanskrit than us. And then, vindate, govindam. So that means, enjoys. Yes, palam, the result. Do we know another meaning of the word palam? Yes, thank you very much. Patam pushpam, palam, toyam. Sounds familiar. If one offers me, with love and devotion, a fruit, first a leaf, patram, pushpam, a flower, palam, a fruit, or some toyam, water, I would accept it. With love, not so. So, text 5. Translation. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami. Srila Prabhupada. Translation. One who knows that the position reached... Oh no, I'm reading for 5. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, karma yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. Maybe you don't follow anymore, so let's read it together. So, bit by bit, please repeat. Only the ignorant speak of devotional service, karma yoga, as being different from the analytical study of the material world, sankhya. Those who are actually learned say that he who applies himself well to one of these paths achieves the results of both. Report. The aim of the analytical study of the material world is to find the soul of existence. The soul of the material world is Vishnu, or the super soul. Devotional service to the Lord entails service to the super soul. One process is to find the root of the tree, and the other is to water the root. The real student of Sankhya philosophy finds the root of the material world, Vishnu, and then, in perfect knowledge, engages himself in the service of the Lord. Therefore, in essence, there is no difference between the two, because the aim of both is Vishnu. Those who do not know the ultimate end say that the purposes of Sankhya and Karma Yoga are not the same. But one who is learned knows the unifying aim in these different processes. So you may like this. There are many differences sometimes. And then here we find some unity. Like different paths, like leading to the same goal. So let's look a little bit into this. This is Vaishnavism. We know that it's the same person. Why the author does that? It's a good question. We should actually ask Srila Prabhupada. Like, like in the morning we are worshipping Tulsi, we are saying Vishnu, Bhakti Padi Devi, Satyavati Namo Namaha. Why Vishnu? Yeah, Tulsi is married to Vishnu. So, yes, thank you for that. We want to be very conscious, so asking the right question is pretty much part of our process. So, what I can say for now is, it's the same person. As we cannot ask the author, we shouldn't speculate. They are in a way they are interchangeable. Although of course, ultimately we want Krishna only, like the gopis one time. Vishnu is Krishna in office, and yes, you have a good understanding of it. So we are more into the sweet Krishna, even not in the Dvaraka and the Mathura Krishna, but we are into Vrindavan Krishna. There, that painting, that's what we want to go for. They're putting a flower in his mouth, imagine. Yes, they asked him to close his eyes, and then they put a flower in his mouth. Isn't that wonderful? Hare Krishna. So, they said, I have something really nice for you, and it was a flower. But when we study this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita very carefully, one may wonder then, hey, what is this? This is Kurukshetra Krishna. You're interested in Vrindavan Krishna. Why are you studying this? Just like recently, also in the Bhagavatam, we read this little part where Srila Prabhupada was making the point. They immediately want to go to these most intimate exchanges of love between Krishna and the gopis, and they neglect this Hastinapur Lila, where there is Mahabharata. But they are not right doing so. But there is no difference in these two lilas. It's as important. So, therefore now we try to understand two paths. One is karma yoga, devotional service. And the other one is sankhya, which means analytical study of the world. So Srila Prabhupada compared it to trying to find out the root. Which of the two is this? This analogy, for which of the two paths does it stand? So two paths, and searching out the root of a tree is which path? Correct. The analytical study of the world. And then watering the root, that's the analogy given for what? For which process? Yes. And it's paraphrased, devotional service. So, the title of the chapter is Karma Yoga, Action in Krishna Consciousness. So, what is the definition of devotional service? To act for the pleasure of Krishna. So, we can also introspect, seems tomorrow is the topic of the class, introspection. After each act, was this devotional service? Or was it a lower form? Was it for the pleasure of Krishna? We know what is our motivation. So at every step, practically speaking, we're supposed to be introspective, because what did we say? We must be conscious. So conscious means introspection. If you don't know what's going on, like an elephant in a china shop. You know this china? It's very dangerous not to be conscious of what you're doing. You may run all over. Yes. So that's the definition of devotional service, to act for the pleasure of Krishna. Is that difficult? So where is this in scripture actually? Any suggestions? Our pandits, our Bhakti Shastris, our readers of the Bhagavad Gita. Thank you. You did Bhakti Shastri, huh? Where is that? It's quite easy. This in the Bhakta class also we read that part of the verse. So anya bilashtya shunyam. Where is in this verse? Where is this? That's acting to please Krishna. What is the word? Anybody? What is the word? Does it come to mind? Anukulina. Yes? Anukulina means favorably and for Krishna. Krishnanu. Okay, so the other path is the analytical study. So it's described in the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Kapila Dev is explaining to Srimati Devahuti Dev, his mother, the system of Sankhya, analytical study of the world. So both paths lead to the same goal. And only ignorant persons, they say there's a difference. It's not different. Because one who applies himself to either of the paths achieves the result of both. So, how was that explained in the purport? I just want to bring it to our attention again that devotional service to the Lord is service to the super soul. Yeah? And the other process is to find the soul of existence, which is Vishnu or the super soul. So, devotional service is serving the super soul. And analytical study is finding out the super soul, finding that it is the soul of existence. So, remember, Srila Prabhupada said this is important to understand, although it's maybe quite technical, but it's not so technical. It's the creation. So he stresses it's important for us to try to understand. So, what is this super soul? Kshirodakasha Vishnu, right? So before that there was Garbhodakasha Vishnu, and before that Mahavishnu. So three expansions of Vishnu. Vishnu lying on the causal ocean. That's one. Producing the ingredients. And then one expansion, Garbhodakasha Vishnu. He enters into each universe and he lies down. Yeah? And he also lies down. Ashayi means lying in Ashaya. So they are all lying down. That's God, you know. We can't lie down in our office, isn't it? No? I mean, it's not good. And then Kshirodakava is on the milk ocean. Kshir means milk. So he's lying on the milk ocean. So rich people, they like to lie in the jacuzzi. And where do they have this from? So Kshirodakava, Garbhodakasha enters into each universe, and there's a soul of the universe, and then Kshirodakasha enters into each soul. So everybody has his personal Kshirodakasha Vishnu expansion in himself, super soul. So there is a super soul for the universe, and a super soul for each living entity. And to serve that super soul, here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada calls that devotional service. So when we want to find out God, so we don't have to look so far here. That's quite near. So that's his mercy, that he comes with us, wherever we go even. And then we can easily be in touch with him without long distance phone calls. It's local call. Yeah, and we can serve the super soul. We have to learn this art. If we learn this art, so then you get to the perfection of existence. The ultimate end is of searching out the super soul is to serve him. So therefore, we should not think there is a difference between the two processes, because we are meant to. Everybody serves anyway, whether you serve your spouse or you serve your boss or you serve the president of the country by paying taxes. If suppose you're your own boss, but you pay taxes, so you serve the president of the country and the government. If you avoid taxes, if you don't pay taxes, you may end up serving the prison ward, or you may take a dog because you're lonely and you start to serve the dog because he wants to pee and you have to bring him everywhere. And nowadays even clean behind him. If you live in a city, what a humble, menial service. I'm such a good servant. You can become a real good servant. Or you serve your body. One time, I believe there was a guest coming to Srila Prabhupada, a hardcore staunch impersonalist, and Srila Prabhupada talked, and they offered him to drink, and can I use the bathroom? No, we don't have a bathroom, Srila Prabhupada said. Because he was claiming to be God, more or less, and it was really an embarrassing situation. That's preaching. That's very expert. Mm. So we are servants, but then if you start to serve the super soul, the soul of the existence, so then you're getting to the end of all knowledge. And we're coming to the end of the class. Therefore, now I stop here. So there's no difference between analytical study of the world, and also that's called Sankhya, to count literally. Analysis is to count. And Karma Yoga. Action in Krishna consciousness. Action meant to please Krishna, as opposed to trying to please ourselves. So, because we are part of that big whole, if you serve the whole, because you're a part, you also served. So your needs are met when you serve the needs of the supreme whole you belong to. And that's the natural situation for happiness, natural way to become happy. Because you water the root of a tree. Yata, taror, mula nishe chanena, tripyant tatskanda bujopa shaka. That's in the Upanishads, or Puranas. That if you water the root of a tree, then all the parts of a tree are provided, are nourished. If you provide food to the stomach, then all the parts of the body become strong. Srila Prabhupada tells a story about a strike. The hands and the legs, they got together, they organized a strike. It's enough. All the food going to the stomach. Srila Prabhupada can explain it very humorously. And they decided to go on a strike. But then after 3 days of strike, they were so weak. And they were had a ishtagoshti. And they said, it's not working, Prabhus. We have to find something else. So they took up work again. The hand brought the food to the mouth chewed it. And to the... It went to the stomach, and then everybody became enlivened again. So this analogy is given in the Shastra. So if we do that, life becomes easier. So thank you for listening. Any comments or questions? Mark, you had your hand up. It's gone. Yeah, because your Sumedasaha is called very intelligent. you pay direct taxes to the highest. Nobody is paying taxes. Everybody is avoiding taxes because nobody chants Hare Krishna. Only devotees chant Hare Krishna. So let's pay the taxes. We are due. We are due. Other taxes too. It's not enough. This question was brought to Jesus, I believe. Because they levied such heavy taxes that they should choose either to eat or to pay taxes. Or there was also like some church tax, I think, and they couldn't pay that one also. So he said very interestingly, you give to Caesar, because the Romans were ruling, you give to Caesar what is due Caesar or something, and to God what is due God. So like, not that you do either or, you do both. Yes. We pay our taxes. We used maybe not to, I don't know. This is being recorded, dangerous. But we are now paying our taxes. In Germany, they had big problems for not paying taxes. Later on, they had to pay so many taxes. Avoiding taxes is not a good idea. We should follow the law of the country. So, okay, whenever we were young, we did so many things wrong. But now, we're paying all the taxes. So, to Caesar, and to Radharani and Krishna. Thank you very much. Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Premanande.